Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Tzitzis, Klal Yud Beis, Siman Vov. A person talisoi b'dai to lulav shemiyad. A person takes off his talis with intent to put back on the talis soon. So this is different than the case before. We're talking about putting it on the same talis which we had before. And the question is, when a person takes it off, does he need a new bracha when he puts it back on? So the answer is basically that we would assume that he does not need to make another bracha when he puts it back on, because when he took it off, since he intended to put it back on, it's not considered an interruption, the fact that he had it off for a period of time. So afilo shinei mekama, even though he moved his place, afilo halakha basically say, or he went into the bathroom, where halakhically a person Mikra then could wear a talis or minig is not to, like you pointed out before. Kibbutz medina mutalel tzitzis is the basic. You say you're allowed to go wearing a garment with tzitzis into the basic. You say we don't do so with a talis gadol because it's a beged which is designated for tefillah, so it's considered not appropriate. But regardless of the tzitzis, we do wear tzitzis into the basic. You say. So these actions are like havi hefs, are not considered an interruption in the person's act of wearing the talis. Kimish aloibish oisa talis atzmai. And what's unique about this case, different than the case before, in the last simon, was because you're putting back the same talis again, back on the same talis again. So it is the same talis. The bracha was not lost, but the fact that you took it off, since you had intent to put it back on. If he took it off, he did not plan to re-don this talis in shortly after he took it off. Then, even though he did not move, so that accomplishes the status of Hesach Hadas. First, it was Messiah, his das from this mitzvah that he was doing by wearing this talis. Even though he's wearing a talis katan, but this meant that he was doing by wearing this talis that he took off, he was Messiah Dasim, and he's not focusing on it anymore. So there's nothing holding on to that bracha, and therefore he would need a new bracha when he puts it back on. Ubistam. So we've discussed so far a case where he had intent to put it back on, or where he had consciously thought about it and said, I'm not planning to put it back on right away. So he had a conscious decision to yes, put it back on shortly, or he had a conscious decision to not put it back on shortly. What about stam? The person was not thinking at all. So here we say an interesting halacha. You can't say he's Messiah Das from the mitzvah of tzitzis because he's wearing a talis katan. Initial love of talis katan. Re'elo yisiyah taito adayim in a mitzvah vein tzarech lavorech. So since it was a case of stam, and the mitzvah was continuing, he was continuing to think about the mitzvah, he's wearing a talis katan, so he wasn't totally Messiah Das from the mitzvah, therefore when he puts the talis katan back on, vein tzarech lavorech. Vim lo nishal of talis katan. If, however, he was not wearing a talis katan, he took it off, and he did not have specific intent to plan to put on the talis katan again shortly thereafter, it's considered kar hisiyah daita b'tzarech lavorech. It's considered that he was Messiah Das, and therefore he would need a new bracha. What the Chayyarim does not explain to us is how long is this period of time of miyad. It says he plans to put it on right away. Interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch Rav talks about this scenario. So a common example of this, for example, would be a person davening in a different shul. He's planning to eat out, davening a different shul. So he wore his talis to the shul. He wore a talis from the shul to the home where he's eating. He takes up the talis to eat the meal, and he's planning to put the talis back on the end of the meal. At the end of the meal, so here he's planning to take his talis off for an hour, 2 hours, till the meal is finished. But he clearly intends to put it back on. On the other hand, he's Messiah Das while the talis is off. He's not really thinking about the talis anymore. It's such a long interruption. So what point in time do we say this considered that he was Messiah Das? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says if he has a break of 2 or 3 hours, that's considered he's Messiah Das. And if he plans to put it back on, and the break is less than 2 hours, he assumes that's considered intent to put it back on right away. The language of the Chayotim sounds like he's giving a much briefer shear and saying it has to be miyad, immediately. The person plans to put it back on very shortly thereafter. And obviously, he means a time lapse. He gives an example of going to the bathroom. The person takes time to go to the bathroom, etc. So that the 5, 7, 10 minutes that he might interrupt himself going to the bathroom is not considered longer than miyad. So this phrase of miyad, immediately, doesn't mean immediately a few seconds. It means not a long period of time. So it's not clear exactly how long the Chayyim understands this interruption to mean. Minhag of many poskim is to be concerned with the approach of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and therefore you would have the rule of Safek Brachos LaHakel. The person's planning to put it back on within the next 2 hours after he takes it off, you say Safek Brachos LaHakel. In a case where a person was in the middle of davening, Mishnah Berurah assumes that's automatic das, positive das to put it back on, because he needs to daven. So even a person would take off his talis, let's say for a break in the middle of davening, and a person has a break in the middle of davening, as long as he did not have a long period of time of interruption, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav's example, he plans to put it back on. And that's not considered hesed adas, and he would not make a bracha when he puts the talis back on. Have a good morning.